and now, of course, at Sri Radha Kund, it's 11 o'clock at night. And the people, there'll be lots of people, really lots of people, just so many thousands of people, and building up for another hour till midnight. Anyway, you know, the last, since Sunday, and even before that actually in Dubai, we've been talking about the Damodar Leela in different ways, different parts of the Leela, the different sort of stages that things went through in the Leela. But tonight, being Bahulastami, I thought we might as well, why not, just focus on Sri Radha Kund. It must be a good idea. It really must. So let us read, first of all, a few verses. We'll just see a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing Lord Chaitanya's finding, locating Radha Kund. So let's do that, and then, yeah, we'll start with that. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Very good. So let us start by reading a couple of verses, a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 18, which is titled, what is it titled? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Visit to Sri Vrindavan. And let us begin by reading, let's see. We'll start with verse 4, I think. Yes. Arite Radhakunda Varta Puche Lokastane Keha Nahi Kahi Sangya Brahmana Najane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people, where is Radha Kund? No one could inform him, and the Brahman accompanying him did not know either. Lord Chaitanya is basically doing Rajmandal Parikrama, or at least Govardhan Parikrama. And he's arrived in a village at the end of Govardhan Hill, sort of kind of northern end, or sort of northeastern end, really. It doesn't run exactly north-south, but it's sort of like that, the northern end. And Govardhan Hill was known. It was well known because Govardhan Hill, of course, is big. So it was right at that end, northern end. And the village there was known as Ari Gram. Ari Gram. Ari, Gram meaning village, and Ari referring to Arishtasura. Because that's the situation when you go to at least the Vrindavan area, that practically you go to any village, there's so many villages around, and you can practically go to any village and you ask the name, they tell you the name. And the villages, their names are directly referring to some pastime of Lord Krishna. And it's even like that to this very day. There's so many villages around. You find out the name and, ah, yes. And you can understand the connection with Krishna's pastimes. Not, well, it's a little way from there, but one place, I find it a very nice place. It's actually closer to Nandagram. It's called Bijwari. Bijwari means, it's kind of an unusual name. It means like a thunderbolt or like a bolt of lightning. That's what it means. And this is the first village where Krishna stopped, or he was stopped, when he was leaving Vrindavan from Nandagram. Yes, he went, and at where this village now is, Bijwari, he was stopped there by the gopis. They just grabbed hold of his chariot and appealed to him to stay. But Krishna told them that he couldn't, and he started moving on in the chariot. Well, Akrura was driving the chariot. And the gopis fell to the ground just like lightning bolts. It's described in a book called Bhakti Ratnakara. And it says that the people from the village, when they saw the gopis just drop straight to the ground, then they understood how lightning bolts fall. That's what it says. So anyway, back here now to Radha Kund. So the village was known as Arigram. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, knew that Radha Kund had was manifested just immediately after, and basically in the same place, or just, you know, very, very close to where Lord Krishna killed Aristasura. And therefore it was called Arigram. So here now, Lord Chaitanya is being taken around by one Brahman. And they reach this place, and Lord Chaitanya hears, Arigram, this Radhakund, Shamakund, must be here, nearby at least. So he asked the local people, as we read, where's Radhakund? Nobody knew, because so many of the places were covered over and lost. Not all, like we mentioned Govardhan Hill, but so many. So, okay, let's carry on. Tirtha Lupta Jani Prabhu. Lupta means lost. Yeah. Tirtha, that holy place, Lupta, has become lost. Tirtha Lupta Jani Prabhu. Sarvagya, Sarvagya Bhagavan. Dui Danya Shetre Alpa. Jale Kaila Snan. The Lord then understood that the holy place called Radha Kund was no longer visible. However, being the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, he discovered Radha Kund and Shamakund in two paddy fields. There was only a little water, but he took his bath there. I don't know if it's here, maybe not here, but somewhere. There's a description that they were just like two little pools. They were 10 meters square, at least Radhakund, means 3 by 3. more or less. That's pretty small. Yeah. Yes. In the middle of a rice field, that particular part, even though North India is known more for roti, and therefore the North Indians are sometimes called rotis. But in some parts they grow rice, and yeah, around sort of Radhakund and just some of those areas, not far from Govardhan Hill, they grow some rice. Okay, so yeah, so Lord Chaitanya then took his bath there, and Deki Sabagramya Lokya. Can you understand it?
Yes.
It's pretty simple, isn't it? Deki Sabagramya Lokya. Seeing this, all the local, the village people, Vismaya Haila Mana, they became Vismaya, just astonished. Preme Prabhu Kare Radha Kundera Stavana. When the people of the village saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his bath in these two ponds in the middle of the paddy fields, they were very much astonished. The Lord then offered his prayers to Sri Radha Kund. Sabagopi Haite Radha Krishnera Prayasi Taiche Radha Kunda Priya Priya Rasa Rasi. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radha Kund is very dear to the Lord because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Then a verse, actually interesting, from Padma Purana. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Sarvaika Vishnor Atyanta Valabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake known as Radha Kund is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. I could just make a tiny, minute little grammatical comment that, you know, in Sanskrit, Radha Kund, we say Radha Kund, in Sanskrit it is Radha Kunda. That's actually the correct pronunciation. That's the spelling, which is phonetic, and that's the pronunciation. And we, some years ago, we're having a retreat with His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj in the Drakensberg quite some years ago. And someone asked the question, should we chant Hare Rama or Hare Ram? And we said that, well, strictly speaking, it's Hare Rama that in Sanskrit is the spelling and the actual pronunciation. And there was a bit of back and forth that, well, you know, this and that. And in other words, not so keen on accepting that. But then, a few days later, I was watching a video of Srila Prabhupada giving a class. And Prabhupada talked about how he joined Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was doing a Vrajmandal Parikrama, one Kartik, with a whole lot of devotees. And they met at that place. And Prabhupada, in the video lecture, Prabhupada says to the effect, yes, we met at Radha Kunda. And I thought that was interesting, because it's the classic pronunciation, although even we and me, and I'll probably just continue to say Radha Kund. Hare Krishna. Ye kunde nitya Krishna radhikara sange jale jala keli kare tire rasa range. In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the bank. Se kunde ye eka barakari snan tanre radha sama prema Krishna kare dan. Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes in that lake even once in his life. Who has bathed in Radha Kunda? So that's what Lord Chaitanya says, that Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes even once. When we first went there, it was 1976, with the Mayapur Vrindavan festival, and we went to, when we got to Radha Kunda, there were about 400 of us. In Mayapur there was about 1,000, but I don't know, there was less in Vrindavan. So there we were. And Srila Prabhupada had said we could bathe in Radha Kund. So we did, all of us. And just as we're about to, one of the leaders got up and made a big announcement that, you know, you offer your obeisances, you take some water on your head, and then you go in very gently, and you just sort of dip, and you don't, you know, dive in and sort of go for it. So that was fine, so we did. Except for about 20 Spanish devotees, maybe South American, but they're Spanish speaking, who didn't understand English, and they just went crash, splash. Oh. And when Prabhupada heard that, Prabhupada said, no more bathing in Radha Kund. Although he sort of changed it to some degree afterwards. Okay, couple more verses. Kundera Madhuri Yena Radhara Madhuri. Kundera Mahima Yena Radhara Mahima. The attraction of Radha Kund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund lake are as great as Srimati Radharani's. And thus, yes, just one more verse. Shira Deva Haristariya. Okay, I won't do it. It's too complicated, the Sanskrit. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha? Hare Krishna. So that's really wonderful. Very nice. Let's see now, where are we? Let's just say something about the actual appearance. This is described by Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur specifically. And he says that it is from a description in the Puranas. I have not heard which Purana, I'm not sure if it's really known, but that's what he says. And he explains how it happened after the killing of Aristasura. Down at that end of Govardhan Hill, where Radhika and Shyamakunda are now. So, Lord Krishna had just killed Aristasura, who was in the form of a... That's right. We won't go into that whole pastime, but it's a whole pastime. He wasn't an ordinary bull. He was massive. So big, clouds formed around the hump on his, sort of his shoulders there, that part. He was really just a great monster. And so Krishna killed him. And then Krishna came before the gopis, and Krishna, having killed another demon, a bad, really bad demon, Krishna was feeling pretty, if we could use the terminology, cool. I just killed another demon. And expecting, because Krishna was killing demons every day, usually two a day, and sometimes the gopis would be around and Krishna would show off. Yes, yeah, so he tried to do that, you know, just see, girls, I killed another demon, expecting them to say, oh, you are so wonderful, we're so impressed. But Srimati Radharani, according to the description of Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, she didn't react like that. She became angry and said, you sinful killer of a bull, you sinful killer of a female of a male cow. See, male cow, not just a bull, kind of different, but a male cow. Just keep away from me. You are contaminated, deeply contaminated. Don't even let your shadow touch me. That's pretty touchy. It's one thing if people touch you, but if their shadow touches you and it's a problem, that means you're pretty sensitive. So Krishna said, but it was not, because Aristasura was not, he had just assumed that form. Normally, like every day, he had a human form. And these other demons who would appear in different animal forms, Keshi, etc., many of them, at least many of them, Keshi particularly, he was also one, they're actually human beings. They're actually human beings, but they would assume these forms. In fact, Srila Rupa Goswami says that Keshi assumed the form of an animal because he was not confident. He was sent there to kill Krishna, but he was not confident that he was going to be able to. And he was afraid and even suspecting that Krishna was actually going to kill him. And then he thought, well, what to do then? I know, I will assume the form of an animal, because Krishna is very soft-hearted towards animals. So if he you know, if I can't kill him, and then he sees I'm in the form of an animal, maybe he'll let me off. Yeah, of course Krishna didn't. But Aristasura was the same. He was normally, he was like a magician, a mystic, in a human form. That he assumed that form of a male cow. And Radharani accused Krishna like that, that you have killed a male cow, so keep away from me. And Krishna tried to protest, but no, he's a demon. He just assumed that form. It was just a bluff. It's not like he's really a bull or a male cow. And Radharani said, doesn't matter. You know the laws of reincarnation. One life, you're in a human form. Next life, you're in an animal form. So when you're in an animal form, you're in an animal form. He was in an animal form as a male cow. And you killed a male cow. So get away and stay away. And Krishna said, well, what can I do? How can I become freed from this contamination, this karma? And Srimati Radharani said, no problem. Just bathe in all the sacred rivers, lakes, kunds, oceans, ponds, streams, tributaries, estuaries, and just any body or piece of water which is sacred. Just in all of them, that's all. And then come down, come back, and then we'll think about it. Whether we'll associate with you or not. So, you know, it's all part of the Leela. They get a bit radical sometimes. So all of them from all the three worlds. So then, Krishna, just standing right where he was, Krishna stamped on the ground with his right heel, and it made an indentation. And then Krishna called for all these sacred waters and the presiding deities. They all came from Ganga to just all over the universe. They all came, all the rivers, lakes, etc., with all their presiding deities, they all came. And they all entered into it. Must have been quite an indentation. But they all entered into that and formed the waters of Shamakund. You're sitting in the hot spot. So they came, and the gopis, Radharani and the gopis, were just, they couldn't believe this. It's just amazing. And so all those waters, all the presiding deities, they all approached them, Radharani and the gopis, and introduced themselves. I am the salt ocean. I am the milk ocean. I am the red ocean. I am the Tamraparli. I am Pushka, Saraswati, Godavari, Yamuna, Sarayu, Prayag, Reva. And so there, that's Shamakund. And then Krishna took bath in Shamakund and came out. And Radharani and the gopis said that, okay, well, now you've apparently done this, what we said. So I guess, we guess you're purified. So now we will associate with you. And they started approaching Krishna. But Krishna said, no, no, get back. You're all contaminated. Yeah, you're just village girls. You haven't got that purity. And I'm so pure now, I've bathed in all these waters. So you keep away from me. And so Radharani, Srimati Radharani, took one of her, what do they call it? Kanchan.
Kangan,
all right. And dug a hole. They call it Kanchan now. But Kanchan's gold, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, maybe. Anyway, they dug it out. And, you know, periodically, they empty Radhakund and Shyamakund. Last time was, I forget actually, but some years ago. And you may have seen Govinda Maharaj was there, Bibi Govinda Maharaj. And he took part in it. And they emptied it all out. And right down in the bottom, in the center, there is a brick enclosure. And that is, perhaps it's Kangan Kund then. Yeah, it's said to be where she actually dug. with her Kangan. Yeah. So then, Krishna offered, did Krishna offer, let me just see. So then Radharani said to her friends, we'll make our own kund. And Krishna said, well, do you want to take some water from my kund? But, you know, it goes back and forth these pastimes. Now they're saying, oh, no, from your kund. So they made a chain, a human chain from Manasi Ganga, which is like, what would you say, 4 or 5 kilometers to the southwest or so, and with pots of, and they started taking pots of water and passing them down the chain. But then, when they were doing that, all the holy waters merged and took one form as the goddess of all the sacred waters in the universe. And that one goddess offered obeisances to Radharani, and with folded hands and tears in her eyes appealed, please allow us to enter into your kund. And so then, Srimati Radharani, let's just read what she said. O goddess, those who know scripture do not know your glories. Brahma does not know, nor Shiva, nor Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the best of men, who wipes the perspiration from your limbs, who decorates your feet with skillful designs and puts your anklets on your feet, knows. Only Krishna knows. Just getting the glance from your lotus eye, we will think ourselves superbly fortunate and will reach the highest bliss. We reside in this place made by Krishna's heel. On his order we've come here, but if you are pleased, give your merciful glance, then our desire tree will be able to bear fruit. So Srimati Radharani, being satisfied with this glorification from the personified the personality of the sacred kuns and bodies of water, said, know that your desire has been fulfilled. So the Tirthas then explained, our lives will be successful if we can enter your kund. This is the boon we pray for. Then Radharani, glancing at Krishna, said, come, come. Yes. And hearing this, all the gopis became submerged in ecstasy. All moving and non-moving living entities became enlivened. And all those tirthas, all those waters, broke through the bank and swiftly flowed into Radharani's kund and filled it up. And if you go there, or when you go there, shall we say, then there's a place in the middle, in between. There's a walkway between the two. And under the walkway, there are passages, open paths, where the waters mix. Radha Kund, Sharma Kund, the waters mix and merge into each other. And they say, well, it's a fact that you know that Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, they're always anxious to meet, and they're always trying to meet, but generally it is not easy. There are many obstacles. Perhaps the chief obstacle is named Jatila. Jatila. Radharani's so-called mother-in-law. What's mother-in-law in Hindi? Saz, right. Saz bhi kabhi bahuti. That's right, I forgot about that. I should have known. Right, okay. So, but they meet. But then they have to separate because Jatila comes or someone else comes. You know, there's a whole group of them who don't want Radha and Krishna to meet. And so they separate. But in Vrindavan, in their liquid forms, well, that's another thing, that there are, you know, this is one story Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given us about the manifestation of Sharmakund and Radhakund. But there are other versions. Actually, there's another version given by himself. By himself. In which Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that one day Radha and Krishna were associating together. Srimati Radharani became so ecstatic, her body melted and formed the waters of Radhakund, and Krishna's body melted and became the waters of Sharmakund. And in that sense, if we look at things from that perspective, then as the liquid forms of Radha and Krishna, this is the only place, Radhakund, Sharmakund, where Radha and Krishna are always together. 24 hours a day. They're always together. Otherwise, meeting, separation, meeting, separation. But only otherwise, like in Dwarika and in Vaikuntha, where they're married. But the thing is, when they're married, their association is not so, it's not the same. It's not the same. Because it's more formal and, Yes, it doesn't have that sort of the spontaneity and the ecstasy of meeting despite challenges. Yeah. So, yes, so Radha Kund Shyama Kund. And let's see what else is said here. So then Krishna said, O most beloved, may your Kund become more famous in the world than mine. It has happened. In your Kund, I'll perform water pastimes. I'll bathe there daily. As you are most dear to me, so is your Kund. Radha said, along with my friends, I will also bathe in Radha Kund. May that Kund destroy 100 misfortunes. I will be most pleased with that person who shows devotion to this Kund, who bathes in it, and who resides near it. So, there you go, devotees. That's the story of Bahulastami, the appearance of Sri Radha Kund and Sri Shyama Kund. And today is the anniversary. And at Radha Kund, Shyama Kund right now, it's 11:45. Things are getting, they get... start getting pretty worked up. So it's a very sacred occasion, and it's so nice to be together on this sacred occasion. And, as Srimati Radharani said, she gives special mercy to who show devotion to the Kund, who bathe in it, and who reside near it. I think that, Prabhupada actually, I know for a fact, Srila Prabhupada did not encourage devotees to try to live at Radha Kund. Because it's, for a number of reasons, but one reason is, it's the supreme sacred place. And the whole atmosphere, the whole environment is supremely pure. And if people who are not sufficiently pure try to live there, they won't be able to. It'll be like a clash of natures. And therefore, even just with Vrindavan, we generally say, better to visit. If somehow you end up, you have some important service there, authorized service, maybe you could live there. But to just live there, Prabhupada really didn't encourage it, even just the whole Vrindavan area, and particularly Radha Kund. Yes. So Radharani is saying living near. But we can take this. In fact, it's addressed more or less in Nectar of Instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami, that if you can't live there in your heart. Always remember. And remember in a very humble mood, service mood of appreciation and glorification. And you can reside there in your mind, in your heart. And that's the same. So here we are this evening in Mayasig. What is it?
Maya Sakh.
Sometimes when I visit Belgium, I speak to them in sort of Afrikaans, because they all speak Dutch or Flemish, which is similar to Afrikaans. But after a while, I was doing it one time. After a while, I said, listen, just speak English. Because I speak fluently. So anyway, hear it. Mea sach. I got it. And what's the extended name?
Lifestyle estate.
We are et Radha Kund right now. We're at Radha Kund, Shama Kund right now. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And ultimately, it's just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, oh, who knows? Who knows where we'd be and what we'd be? But it would all be wrong, pretty much. Shri Radha Kund Shama Kund Ki
Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Ki Jai.
Shri Mati Radha Rani
Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Amen.